the forecast, what the future holds. Here's what I believe our future is: nothingness as a country. We left God in the early 1960s when we took Him out of the classroom. We started offering our children to Molech abortion in the 1970s. In the 1980s, we saw a glimmer of light in President Reagan and a rebuke from God regarding homosexuality, the HIV virus. In the 1990s, we glorified sexual debauchery and women entertainers and sex and violence in hip-hop music. In the 2000s, we had our attention grabbed by evil until 9/11, but failed to repent. In the 2010s, we saw a demonically inspired un-American socialist win two terms while he lied to the American people, sowed racism, and glorified identity politics. We started worshiping Baal overtly. We had a revivalist come through from 2016 to 2020. He was rejected and personally crucified, impeached twice. In the 2020s, we have an inept, lying pawn of Satan at the helm of our country. The forces that put him in place are the forces that will empower the beast and the false prophet. The Antichrist kingdom is just around the corner. He that being often reproved hardens his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Proverbs 29:1. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Psalm 9:17. The good news is that there will be souls saved as they hear the gospel from those of us who understand the times. I pray that you're one of those people who does understand the times. Those who do not will be deceived by the Antichrist. No one understands what happened in the last 3 months, November, December, and January. It's a form of denial. God will not heal the land when there is no repentance. I'm not talking about political repentance, but spiritual repentance. Does anyone expect spiritual, mental, heartfelt repentance from people who have flat out rejected God and chosen Satan? Do you think they will reject abortion, homosexuality, lying, thievery, injustice, arrogance, and pride? Do you think they will reject Baal, socialism, as their religion? In the words of our president, come on, man. Unless there is a cataclysmic event with millions of lives lost overnight, there will be no repentance, and so, no revival. I hope I'm wrong. I may be wrong, but I don't think so. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things says he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens. Revelation 3:7. The key point in this verse is that Christ Jesus controls when the door of opportunity to receive Him is open and when it is closed. The door of opportunity is closing as the spirit of Antichrist rises and reprobate minds set in. The time is soon coming when no man can work, accomplish anything in the ministry. So, we ought to work while it is day. I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work. John 9:4.